transformation, liberation, revelation, and manifestation. In the hoary past, the seekers of the highest magnitude, let us say spiritual masters, did not care so much for the physical transformation. They cared only for their own realization and not nature's transformation. They realized the highest. In spite of that, nature remained unlit, obscure, imperfect. They didn't care for it. Then, liberation. In the hoary past, many liberated souls cared only for their own liberation. They did not care for the liberation of the world at large. They felt that it was so hard to get liberation for themselves. So everybody has to work hard and everybody will realize God, everybody will be liberated at God's choice hour. This was their inner illumination. They did not care for world liberation. Then, in the hoary past, the seekers of the highest magnitude did not care for revelation. They thought that if they had revealed what they had realized, then there is every possibility that world ignorance will again capture their knowledge, light, wisdom, height. For they were afraid of revealing their inner divinity. They realized the highest truth. They wanted to treasure the highest truth. They did not want to reveal it. That is to say, they did not want to share their inner realization with the rest of the world because fear, unknown fear, tortured their inner existence. In the hoary past, these seekers of the highest magnitude, the liberated souls, great yogins, did not care for manifestation. They felt that here on earth, nothing can be manifested, nothing can last for good. Ashashvato dukhalaya. This earth planet is the abode of sorrow. Why to establish something divine when earth is all suffering and there is no assurance, no guarantee that this world of ours will be transformed into divinity's flood. Therefore, they did not care for manifestation. Then, in the spiritual life, the seekers are fully aware of perfection, perfect perfection. So the present day seekers want perfection within, perfection without. Unless and until the body is perfect, the vital is perfect, the mind is perfect, the heart is perfect, we feel that perfection is a far cry So here the process is long, arduous, but once we succeed in our lifelong journey, we reach the golden shore of the beyond. Om. The state motto of Oregon is the Union. Here we are all seekers. A seeker is he who practices spirituality. Now, spirituality has a secret and sacred word to offer. It's called yoga. Yoga means conscious union with God. I am so happy that the motto of this state is the same as the breath of spirituality, which is yoga. Now, this conscious union has to be established between the finite and the infinite, between man and God, between today's imperfect man and tomorrow's perfect God. Now, how do we establish our conscious union with God? There are various ways, but two most significant ways we can adopt when we minimize our earthly needs . We establish our oneness with our heavenly needs. And then, when we consciously feel that God needs us as we need God, we need God as ordinary human beings to fulfill our teeming desires. But when we become spiritual seekers, we need God for only one thing, to realize, to discover our highest height, our deepest depth, our transcendental height and our deepest depth. We wish to discover, and we do discover when we realize God. Now, God needs us for His own manifestation. We need Him for our realization, which is of paramount importance for us. God needs manifestation. He has to manifest Himself in and through us. He was one, that was His silence realization. He wanted to become many, that is His sound manifestation. In the combination of silence realization, which was one, when He was one, and when He wanted to become many, His manifestation, which we all are, wants to manifest Himself in and through us. So when is realization we achieve, and his manifestation he achieves in and through us, perfect perfection dawns. Transformation is like walking along the road of infinity. Liberation is like marching along the road of infinity. Revelation is like running along the road of eternity, and manifestation is the fastest running towards the ever transcending reality. Each seeker is a promise to God. The seeker's promise is his physical transformation, earthbound life he wants to flee, and he does free his earthbound life on the strength of boundless compassion from the highest absolute supreme. Each seeker's promise to God is to manifest him in his own way. That is to say, God is to be manifested on earth in God's way. The seeker fulfills his promises only when he gladly, cheerfully, unconditionally gives to God what he has, his inner cry, and what he is, his ignorance. When he gives to God devotedly, soulfully and unconditionally his achievement, inner cry, and his present reality, ignorance, the seeker is transformed, liberated, is revealed and manifested at God's choice hour, in God's own way.